8:27. It is the Marine Line program for Tuesday. My name is Danny Preston. Thank you so very much for tuning in this morning. Rain likely today, clouds and showers tonight and tomorrow. High today to the low 60s, low tonight right around 50. 53 degrees now. KMBA keeping you in tune with our community. And if you're ready for the Great Outdoors is ready for you. We're going to talk about it with a couple of very special guests this morning from Alaska Trails. The executive director of Alaska Trails, Steve Cleary, joins us this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And public affairs and partnership staff officer from Chugach National Forest, Alicia King. Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing fabulous today.
So both your summers going exceptionally well?
Oh, it's been a great summer, yeah. Very fun.
A lot of fun in the sun.
Not a whole lot to complain about weather. We'll put up with the rain for a couple of days. And then, okay, so let's talk about a reason to get outside. Now, we think about getting outside in the winter, and we talk about the Iditarod Trail. We think about one particular form of recreation, but the other Iditarod Trail, we don't think as much about until summertime comes along. So, Alicia, there's lots of stuff happening with the Iditarod National Historic Trail.
Absolutely, a lot of things happening with the Iditarod National Historic Trail. We're celebrating the 40th anniversary this summer of it being characterized or being labeled a National Historic Trail. So that's pretty cool to be officially a historic national trail.
Who decides that something's going to be a historic trail?
So Congress decides that.
Okay.
So they weigh in and decide that it's a worthy cause. And, of course, as you know, the Iditarod National Historic Trail is worldwide known. So it's a very special place. It holds a very special place in the heart of most Alaskans. And a lot of people do think of it as a place to go in the wintertime. But there's a lot of opportunity to hike the trail in the summer. We have about 180 miles of the Iditarod National Historic Trail on the Chugach National Forest, and we're in the process right now of kind of connecting some of the pieces of the trail that haven't been connected due to development, such as the Alaska Railroad. So we don't want people walking on the rails as they walk on the Iditarod, so we're creating portions of the trail to kind of connect all of those pieces.
So ultimately, I mean, you're going to be able to walk 180 miles?
Ultimately, that's our goal.
Wow.
Yeah. So we need a little help with that.
There's a bucket list thing. 180 miles. What are you doing this weekend?
I got to walk the Iditarod trail.
Yeah, gee whiz.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of fun working with a lot of partners in pulling together projects to engage the communities around the Iditarod National Historic Trail. And so we're working on doing volunteer days. We've had one very successful volunteer day earlier this summer in June. We have another one coming up in July. And Steve can share a little more information about how do you come and help us with this trail work.
Okay, sure. What's the deal?
So the next volunteer event for the Alaska Trail Stewards will be this Saturday, July 14th. And it'll be down in Girdwood at the Upper Winter Creek. And part of this continuing celebration of the Iditarod, and as you mentioned, you know, it's very significant to us in the winter, but also the summer as well. And so we want to give people an opportunity to give back to the trails they love. So we're hosting lots of trail maintenance events this summer. And as I said, the next one's on July 14th in Girdwood. And people can sign up at our website, alaska-trails.org. And it's a really great way to meet some new people. This one in particular, you get to hike quite far, but you get to cross on the hand tram, the famous hand tram down in Girdwood. And then the volunteers will get to a spot on the Upper Winter Creek Trail where they will do a variety of trail maintenance activities and then hike back out. And we've got lots of great sponsors down in Girdwood. Spoon's Catering is donating a lunch for the volunteers, and the Girdwood Brewing Company and the ice cream shop are providing some after hours festivities. So
all the necessities for a good hike.
There you go.
Beer,
yeah,
and ice,
yeah,
cream. So what sort of activities? I mean, the actual work component.
Sure. There's a lot of tread work, so trying to make sure that the trails aren't too muddy. So you might be wielding a McLeod or a Pulaski and making sure that the slope of the trail provides for good drainage. You might be helping clear out brush, particularly this time of year with such great sunshine. A lot of brush has grown up, and so that can kind of impinge on the trail. And we want people to be able to hike safely and to see if there are other people or wildlife in the vicinity. So those kinds of activities. And then at another event in the fall on the Crow Pass Trail, there may be other activities such as building boardwalks or other structures, but a lot of it is really getting down and dirty in the dirt and taking care of trails.
Okay. Now, there is going to be a significant amount of walking. I mean, like 6 miles, not for a hiker, 6 miles.
Sure.
But is it pretty much for everybody? Is it fairly accessible?
Well, this one's a little bit more up and down and a little steeper, and that's why we put it in the description.
Plan
it is pretty rugged. Yeah. Yep. And we've seen the weather change a little bit, and we know Girdwood's a little rainy, so we've got to prepare for the weather as well. But it's a really fun day, and there's a lot of camaraderie that happens on a hike like that. And so we're really excited to get a group together and to do some great work on the trail.
Okay.
You don't need to worry about bringing tools and equipment. We have all the tools and equipment that you'll need to get out there. And the Pulaski is a really cool tool, so lots of opportunities.
Okay, so what's a Pulaski?
Well, so I'm going to let Steve describe exactly what it is.
It's it started out as a firefighting tool invented by, I think his first name was Ed Pulaski, many, many years ago. Yeah, but one side is an axe, and then the other side is an adze, and so then you can use both sides. And typically what we do with it is help cut pieces of sod or earth out of the way and then develop the trail that way. So that might create the slope for the trail. And make sure that, again, that the water is draining off, because we're hoping, as Alicia said, to connect all those areas, but it's going to be hard to maintain that much, so we want to make sure trails are built and maintained in a proper way that won't need as much maintenance in the future.
Okay. Now, let's talk about how to get involved, and there is actually a requirement for registration, is that right?
That's right, yep. So we want to make sure that we know how many people are coming, so that our partner, U.S. Forest Service, can plan out the appropriate amount of work. So if you go to our website, alaskatrails.org, alaska-trails.org, excuse me, there's a list of volunteer events, and July 14th is on the top of that list. And so it's a pretty quick and easy sign up there, and then we send you a reminder email to make sure that you'll be there at 8:30 on Saturday. And in addition,
just like going to the dentist, you get the e-blast.
Hopefully less painful.
A text message, just reply C if you're going to make it.
A lot more fun than the dentist, yeah. I can guarantee that.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, but we're really excited about this one. As Alicia mentioned, we had another great day with the Forest Service back in June. Got one planned for the Crow Pass Trail on August 25th. So we're really excited to partner with them and to do our part for celebrating this Iditarod anniversary.
Okay, and once again, let's get the registration URL out there.
Sure, it's alaska-trails.org, and then just look for current volunteer events.
Okay, super. And if we get set to wrap up, Steve, anything you want to add?
No, we're just excited to be working with the Forest Service on this great event.
Great partnership. Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on Morning Line. Alicia, you get the last word.
Come out and join us. It's a lot of fun. Chugach National Forest is your forest.
Okay, and a good last word was Alicia and Steve. Thanks so much for joining
us
today.
Thank you, Danny.